We continue our learning. Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Munishem, Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Elio. We are in Trumos Perek Dal and Mishnah Yed Aleph. We continue with another case where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua will debate the laws of Bittul. Mishnah says, Sa Truma Shenefla Al Pi Megura. A Sav of Truma fell on top of Sav Truma grain, fell on top of Chulin grain, at the Alpi, at the opening, mouth of literally, of a Megura, of a storeroom, of a storehouse, of a silo. Ukfa'a. And what did the person do? He skimmed off the top layer of the grain from that storehouse, assuming that he was going to remove the Truma. So here we have Truma mixed with Chulin at the opening of a storeroom, but you can't identify it. We know it was somewhere at the opening, and the person tried to remove the Truma. So he removed the top layer, where there's no doubt a mixture of Truma and Chulin. He removed, he didn't get all of the Truma necessarily. So the Mishnah says that the grain that he takes out obviously has part Truma, and some of the Truma still is in the storeroom, is still in the Megura. So what do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh ba kafui me'asa tala be'echad u'me'a. Says Rabbi Eliezer, like he said in the previous Mishnah when we were speaking about the pressed figs on the mouth of the jug of the container. So he says, if I have bakafui, if the skim layer, along with the rest of the grain in the storeroom, has the amount of 100 sa'a of chulin, besides the sa'a of truma, which is altogether now 101 sa'a. We know there was a sa'a of truma, and there's at least a sa'a of measure, at least 100 sa'a measure of chulin. So ta'aleh b'echad u'me'ah. So the truma becomes nullified, 1 in 100, right, as the famous halacha, the one that we've accepted, that nullification. So he says the same thing as he said in the previous Mishnah. Even though, right, he said in the previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though we know that the bottom of the pile does not have chulin, remember in the jug and the container, it does not have truma, rather, we know it's only chulin. Nonetheless, we're able to count all of the figs, the dried figs. In this case, all of the grain can be counted towards 100 parts needed to nullify the truma, even though we know that the truma was only on the mouth of the area. Now, this halacha definitely will apply if you didn't skim off the top layer. The chiddush here that Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us is that even when I skimmed off the top layer and I tried to remove the truma, and by doing so I demonstrated that what? That the bottom part of the Megura of the storehouse, the storeroom, the silo is chulin. Maybe a person would have thought, well, now the truma can't be nullified by the produce on the bottom of the storeroom, because we know that is certainly chulin. And so you can tell me that here I'm able to nullify it. Comes Rabbi Eliezer to say, no, the bottom part is included in the amount of 100 parts, and it can nullify the truma. Nonetheless, even though I know the truma is not mixed in there, and I show that the truma is not mixed in by trying to remove only the top layer, only the mouth, only the opening. Chiddush Rabbi Eliezer is, I have 100 to 1, it is nullified. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo tale. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it cannot be nullified. Rabbi Eliezer says, the bottom of the pile, right, which we know in the, right, or the rest of the storehouse, which is, we know it's definitely chulin, is not included. So he's consistent with what he said in the previous Mishnah. If we know that the truma is only on the top, or the truma is only at the opening, so the chulin at the bottom, or in the rest of the storehouse, cannot be included in the 100 saw that we need. So, what should we do? So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is the solution. Saw truma shenufla al pi megura yak piena. So he says, where the sa'a of truma fell on top of the chulin grain at the opening of this storeroom, so this is what you should do. Remove the top layer, but enough of the top layer of the grain so that you know you've definitely removed all the truma. No doubt you're going to be removing chulin along with it, but remove enough to know that I've definitely gotten all of the truma out. Then the rest of the grain is allowed, because you know it's going to be chulin. That's what you should do. So the question is, ask the Mishnah, Kain, lama amru truma ola becharu mea? So then what's the purpose? If this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I have a solution to remove as much as I know is truma. So why do the Chachamim say that truma is nullified 1 in 100? So the Mishnah says, obviously, in cases where I don't know. Im eino yodua im belulo sein. Let's say a case. I need 100 to 1. That's going to be effective where I can't remove, right? The truma fell on top of the pile. And it's possible that the truma may have become mixed in the lower section of the pile. So removing the top layer is not going to help you remove all of the truma. Or the Mishnah says, Ola ayin nafla. Or let's say, I don't know where in the pile the truma fell at all. So either where I'm pretty sure it fell here, but some may have fallen elsewhere, or I have no idea where it fell. So then is where we rely on the halacha of 100 to 1. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree in such a case. Perek Dala Mishnah, Yud Beis. Shtei kupos ushtei muguros shenafla sa truma lasoch achas mehen ve'ein yodua le'ezo mehen nafla malos zo ezo. I have two boxes, kupos, or a muguros, storerooms, right, silos, where each box or each of the storerooms has 50 sa'ah of chulin. Right, that's the meaning. Each one has, let's say, approximately 50. So if you would combine the two silos, the two storerooms, or the two boxes together, I would have enough to nullify the truma that fell into one of them. I don't know which one it fell into. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that, wow, the contents of both boxes can combine together to nullify that one of truma that fell in. Or the storerooms, as if they're joined together, could nullify. I have 100 all together. A person could assume that they're all together. That is halacha that we allow in this case, according to the Tanakhama. Now, the Yerushalmi distinguishes between the halacha that we just said, distinguishes between boxes and rooms, meaning it sounds like, oh, they combine together, whether it's two rooms, two storerooms, or two boxes, each one had 50 or had a combination of 100 together. So then they'll, the two boxes will help join together to nullify the one saw. 50 and 50 will nullify the one. And when it comes to the storerooms as well. So it's, Yerushalmi says it's not so simple, meaning, what it's saying is like this. When we speak about boxes, those boxes can combine together to 100 to nullify that one, even if they're in separate buildings. Meaning, person has one box with 50 sav chulin in one building, another box in another building. And you know that a sav truma fell into one of the boxes. You don't know which one, right? Which one in which building. We can assume that we join together the context of both boxes and we nullify the truma. But two storerooms, the Yerushalmi says, only applies ba'aliyah achas, when they're in the same building and actually on the same floor. And why is that so? Why should it be this? The Yerushalmi explains, because they're very different. Boxes, people move. They move one place to the other. They empty one into the other. So it's understandable that two boxes can be combined in a halacha. Storerooms, you don't move them. So it's not. It's unlikely that their contents would be combined together, since they can't move. So it's that, right, that we treat them in such a way. Now, if they are in the same building, so that's a chiddush, says the Rush. They are in the same building, the same floor. The contents will join together, because if they're in the same building, the same floor, so then maybe people will. It is likely maybe that we combine them together. The rooms are on different floors in the same building. What about that? And certainly in separate buildings completely. So then it's unlikely, and that's why they don't join together. Not only that, this is all the Tanakhama's opinion, that even in the case of boxes, there's also a qualification. It only applies, the Mefarshim say, if both of the boxes were in the same city. If they're in two different cities, so then we don't assume the contents will ever come together. So they're not considered together, and it will not nullify the truma. Not only that, the halacha and the mishnah applies only when the boxes or the rooms belong to the same person. One owner puts his grain together, but if they belong to different people, whether the boxes or the rooms, so it's unlikely they're going to be consolidated, and therefore we don't assume they're going to join together to nullify. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hei mishtei ayaros, malos zoezo. Rabbi Shimon says, wow, even if they're in two cities, they will nullify one the other. So Rabbi Shimon is very lenient. He says, even if the boxes or even the storerooms are in different cities, they nullify each other. He holds, as long as that which is the contents of the storerooms or the boxes are part of this same shaila, this same suffix, whether or not the truma fell into one of them, we can view them as one entity, and therefore we can nullify the one saw in the 50 plus 50 saw that we have in each of the storerooms or the boxes respectively.